music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Abortion, just one of the topics addressed during last night's debate between running mates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News vice presidential debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The death toll from Hurricane Helene ticked up again, now at least 166 in southeast U.S. Power outages still top 1.3 million. Texas executed Garsha Glenn White, condemned for stabbing twin 16-year-old girls in Houston in 1989. He also murdered their mom. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly lower. November down 26 to 22.62. December down 9 to 21.52. January down 6 to 20.71. February up 8 to 19.98. Cheese markets on the day, barrels were down a quarter to 2.14 and a half. 40-pound blocks down 4 to 2.08 on the day. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block. Cash butter down 5.5 to 275, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk down a quarter to 135 and three quarters, no trades. While a dry whey up a half to 60 and a quarter and one trade on the day. Cattle markets, live cattle markets were mostly higher on the day as there were higher midday box beef prices. And that had the trade wanting to bid the prices back up due to some fundamental support. Now feeder cattle, they also were moving higher with live cattle, but then hit some resistance levels and late session profit taking weighed in on prices. Meanwhile, hog markets moved mostly higher, higher pork cutout values, indicating the possibility of higher consumer demand. That led traders to bid up hog prices. October live cattle up 70 cents to 184.47. October feeder cattle down 5 cents to 246.15. October hogs up $1.25 to 83.50. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. There were weekly export inspections for corn and for beans. For corn, 195,000 metric tons were sold, and for beans, 120,000 metric tons were sold. That all helping to support the market as well. Meanwhile, the wheat markets continue to extend the USDA report gains back into new highs as well, as wheat once again was higher. December corn up 4.25 to 429. November beans up a quarter to 1057 and a quarter. December wheat up 15 to 599. December wheat in Minneapolis up 13 to 634 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand to cash corn 359, December 364, January 368, new crop 25, 398. Cash beans 972, December 984, January 989, new crop 25, 1006. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 374, November 379, December 384, January 393 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 381. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and November corn 374, cash beans 987, and January at 990. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 379, new crop 25, 407, cash beans 977, new crop 25, 1006. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 387, November 389, April 425, new crop 25, 417. Cash beans 988, November 10 even, April 1064, new crop 25, 1037. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 377, cash beans 994. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 178, market cows 90 to 129, bulls 135 to 166, calves 300 to 490, beef steers 200 to 420, Holstein steers 147 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 165 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 65 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 145 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 188.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 190, finished dairy steers 165 to 172.50, market cows 97 to 116, market bulls 120 to 163. That is a check of markets. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind, southwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler 71 by Friday. Sunshine with a high near 70. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Knock you down. Oh, it's not Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right. That just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky-tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Hey!
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Wade Hayes, old enough to know better here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Temperatures low to mid-40s across the region. The dry weather's going to continue. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, had a chance to talk with American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall yesterday at World Dairy Expo. And we're going to have that interview for you coming up here next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A new H-2A lawsuit could trigger a nationwide injunction. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A coalition of 17 states filed a lawsuit this summer against the U.S. Department of Labor to block a new rule allowing migrant H-2A workers to unionize. That's a right that Congress has not granted to American farm workers. In late August, the 11th Circuit Court issued an injunction on the rule, but it only applies to those 17 states. Now, in an effort to expand the injunction, the North Carolina Farm Bureau has filed a similar lawsuit on behalf of its members. Jake Parker is Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau.
The rule is blocked in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina, but not in North Carolina because North Carolina wasn't one of the parties in that lawsuit, which now we feel like at North Carolina Farm Bureau, we have to step in on behalf of our farmer members in North Carolina to get the same type of injunction here.
Parker hopes a new injunction would be applicable for all 50 states.
We want a ruling that the law is unlawful under the Administrative Procedure Act. And under the Administrative Procedure Act, the judges who consider those cases are authorized to set the rule aside. That means, DOL, you can't enforce it at all. And that would have nationwide effect if we're successful. Obviously, the judge could rule that it just applies in North Carolina, but we believe it's not lawful, period, and should be blocked across the country. But we had to move in here and make the move on behalf of our farmer members.
North Carolina Farm Bureau believes the Department of Labor overstepped its authority with its final ruling.
The department wanted, farm worker activists and unions wanted to get this right, they should go to the United States Congress to get it. Using the back door of the regulatory process is not the way to go. And the Administrative Procedure Act allows folks like us to hold them accountable to that, to hold the agency accountable and make it use the right process. So we feel like we have a good argument, and we look forward to prosecuting our case and seeing if we can make a good law along the way.
Another lawsuit along the same lines was filed last week in Kentucky. Parker says it's possible the case could go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
There are at least three. There could be four or more cases in various circuit courts around the state. And depending on what happens in each of those circuits, so we have the 11th Circuit where the Georgia case is. We, of course, are in the 4th Circuit. The Kentucky case is in the 6th Circuit. And so just taking those three there, if you had, let's say, the 4th and the 11th agree that the rule's invalid, but the 6th disagrees, then you could have a case where it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Obviously, that's a long way away, but we at least think our way ahead on that.
Parker hopes the case will be resolved by the end of the year. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler 71 by Friday. Sunshine with a high near 70. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
When I was a young girl, my daddy told me a lesson he learned. It was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the money.
You'll never get hurt. You got to dance, dance, dance.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kathy Matea, come from the heart here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Wednesday from World Dairy Expo, day number two of Expo, getting underway later on today. Temperatures low to mid 40s across the region. While as part of the Investment in America agenda, the Department of Energy and USDA has announced more than $2.8 billion to support clean power in the Midwest. Now, one of the things they're going to be doing is they're going to help finance the restoration and resumption of service at an 800-megawatt nuclear generating station in Colvert Township, Michigan. This is going to represent a first-of-its-kind effort by the Department of Energy to restart an American nuclear power plant. It will generate carbon pollution-free energy. And also, USDA announced more than $1 billion in Empowering Rural America awards for two rural electric cooperatives, including Wolverine Power and Hoosier Energy. And it's all part of that restarting of a nuclear power plant. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. As the nation edges closer to the presidential election this November, political noise often overwhelms political action. But farm groups are continuing to push for progress on the most recent farm bill. I'll have an update on the likelihood of that piece of legislation when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
With the deadline of the 2023 Farm Bill extension upon us, farmers across the country are closely watching Congress for any signs of progress. The House has taken steps forward by passing a version of the bill through the Ag Committee, but the Senate remains behind. In the House, Republican lawmakers have made headway with their version of the Farm Bill, passed back in May on a 33-21 vote that saw four Democrats joining Republicans in support. Their bill is called the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024, but the text has yet to reach the House floor for a full vote. One major hurdle has been opposition from House Democrats. Many Democrats have voiced concerns over the $30 billion in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and by a provision which would strip some of the Ag Secretary's authority over the Commodity Credit Corporation. While 140 Republican lawmakers have called for the bill to be part of any, quote, must-pass legislation this year, it's clear that divisions remain. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicated that Democrats are also focused on passing a farm bill during the lame duck session after the November elections. He ranked the farm bill third on his list of must-pass legislation behind averting a government shutdown and ensuring military preparedness. With control of the House potentially shifting after the election, it remains to be seen whether bipartisan agreement on the House bill could be reached in time. Over on the Senate side, things are moving more slowly. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman have yet to release a full draft of the Farm Bill. Their committee has been discussing outlines, but several issues, such as funding for SNAP, increased farm subsidies, and climate mitigation programs, remain unresolved. Stabenow has been clear that any Farm Bill must balance support for both ag producers with nutrition programs. While Senate leaders do hope to finalize their version of the bill after the election, they are racing against the clock. I'll be back with more after.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The current extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expired on September 30th, but the real impacts won't be felt until January, when dairy prices and crop supports could be affected if no new bill is passed. With farmers facing high input costs and lower commodity prices, the pressure will remain on lawmakers to pass a bill. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Since you've been gone,
praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right.
Don't make me spend another lonely night,
praying for daylight.
Betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong.
Right. Don't make me speak.
unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Just put my heart away. I couldn't love again, believe me. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn them down, 'cause after all, I've settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. If you ever get tired of me, well, I won't look for someone new. 'Cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now. Nothing else could be even close. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Northern Soybean Marketing Board is bringing international stakeholders straight to soy quality sources October 7th through the 11th during the NSM Crop Tour, which will feature stops at soybean farms in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Established to promote the quality, consistency, and reliability of northern-grown soybeans and soy meal, NSM is working with respected researchers to paint a more accurate picture of soybean feed quality while considering critical essential amino acids rather than crude proteins as the true measure of soy quality. Now, I can't think of a better way to demonstrate the quality of northern-grown soybeans than showing our customers the care that farmers in this region take in growing and harvesting soybeans, said NSM Chair Glenn Groth. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is joining a group of Republican colleagues to introduce the Securing American Agriculture Act, legislation to bolster and protect domestic food and agriculture supply chains and reduce reliance on foreign adversaries. China's gained a significant market share in the production of essential agricultural inputs such as vitamins, veterinary pharmaceuticals, and crop protection tools, posing a serious threat to agriculture productivity, food prices, and national security. Wisconsin's agriculture industry is not just valuable to our made-in-Wisconsin economy, but critical for the nation's food security and price stability, Baldwin said. She said losing access to these key inputs could drastically reduce agriculture productivity, increase food prices, and undermine domestic food security. Mark Ruark, a professor and extension specialist at the UW-Madison Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, has been named faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub. In his role, Ruark will closely work with deans, faculty, and researchers at UW-Madison, Platteville, and River Falls, as well as industry partners to coordinate research, teaching, and outreach efforts on behalf of the hub. All three deans from the schools agree that Rourke's extensive research and extension experience will help translate the hub's important work to more of the Wisconsin dairy community and move that forward. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has announced that they will be hosting some federal milk market order workshops on the proposed federal milk market order changes to help dairy farmers understand the revisions and the voting process. Wisconsin Farm Bureau will host a four-part educational series titled Dairy Decisions: Navigating Federal Milk Marketing Orders. USDA's recommended changes to the federal milk market orders are complicated, so it's important to help farmers understand what the proposed revisions are and how they'll impact dairy farmers, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Director of National Affairs Tyler Wenzloff. Now, there'll be an event on October 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. at UW River Falls, October 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. at UW Platteville, October 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Wisconsin Farm Discovery Center's North Conference Room, and on October 28th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at UW-Madison. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Dock workers at ports stretching from Maine to Texas are walking picket lines as of yesterday, striking over wages and automation. Farm Policy News says it could reignite inflation and cause shortages of goods if it goes more than a few weeks. There was some progress reported Monday in the contract talks, but workers went on strike after the current agreement ended at midnight. The strike affects 36 ports and is the first by the union since 1977. Reports say the affected ports handle 68% of all containerized exports in the U.S. and approximately 56% of containerized imports. The strike's expected to have a limited impact on bulk grain as it supports, rather, including corn and soybeans. Bulk grain export facilities typically operate with different labor agreements. However, soybeans, soybean meal, and other agricultural products exported via containers would be affected. A strike would reduce U.S. economic activity by $7.5 billion. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. This is, you're listening to WRDN.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE and Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler 71 by Friday. Sunshine with a high near 70. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge.
Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean? The way a girl gets when she turns 17, kind of crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California live.